This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Consumers in just a moment. First, though, the thematic approach, if you will. The theme of this economy last week was the labor market. Slowing just a bit, but still quite strong. Thank you very much. That's the TLDR. This week, the theme is shaping up to be the state of lending out there. The Federal Reserve told us this morning consumer credit was up almost 6% in November. That's thanks mostly to a pickup in credit card debt, other kinds of revolving credit a bit as well. And later this week, the big Wall Street banks are going to release their latest earnings reports, which will give us a sense of whether the bank's existing loans are healthy or whether people are starting to fall behind. We're watching that because, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, we are seeing some signs that delinquency rates are rising.
One area where delinquency rates are picking up is household debt.
And particularly, I'd say, for that auto and credit card component of household debt.
That's Shannon Siri Grine, an economist at Wells Fargo. She says that's because of rising interest rates.
Auto loans, for instance, their delinquency rate is the highest since 2017 at this point, and that's consistent with, you know, elevated rates in terms of auto loans being the highest in about a decade.
And those delinquencies are rising the most among younger consumers, people with lower incomes, and people who have multiple types of debt.
Households who have other debt, so student or auto loans, for instance, are actually seeing delinquencies rise fastest in terms of their credit card purchases.
Grine says delinquencies usually rise when interest rates do, and lenders have been preparing for an uptick. Stephen Bigger, an analyst at Argus Research, says banks have been setting aside cash to cover bad loans.
Thinking that the higher interest rate environment, kind of what the Fed was doing to take the heat off of such high inflation, was going to result in a downturn and an uptick in unemployment.
But there are still plenty of factors that are keeping a lid on delinquencies. Unemployment is still near record lows. Plus, a lot of people are sitting on really cheap mortgages from back when rates were low. Kathy Bosjancic, chief economist at Nationwide, says that's a big type of household debt that she's not concerned about.
The delinquency rate for mortgages is very low. So those that are seriously delinquent 90 days or more, it's less than 1%. It's 0.7.
Bosjancic says delinquencies in general will probably rise more this year as the economy continues to slow down. But that doesn't necessarily mean they'll spike.
If employment growth just moderates without having that harder landing, then delinquency rates will likely level off around where they are now.
And if inflation slows further and interest rates come down, Bosjancic says delinquencies might even fall. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.